More on the Thursday Afternoon News Watch.
A first in the nation rule that would change the way clothes are recycled is heading to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. If the bill is signed, California's fashion industry will be required to create a program that would take back unwanted clothes by the year 2026. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS Ringsilton Newsline by Doug Kobold, Executive Director for the California Product Stewardship Council, which is the organization that sponsored the bill. Doug, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for allowing me to join you and speak with you about the bill we just got through to the governor.
I was looking at some of the articles regarding the past, at least the proposal that's sitting on the desk, and that is the industry, how they came together with lawmakers to make it happen. What exactly will it do, though?
So what we're trying to do with this law is to give alternatives to just throwing away old garments. And it's not just the apparel that you and I wear on a regular basis on our bodies, but also we are adding in what we call hospitality textiles, which can be drapery, shower curtains, furnishings that are coverings for furnishings, upholstery type that's loose, towels, bedding, tablecloths. All that is going to be included in the bill. But what we're trying to do is allow those articles to either get a second life through reuse and repair, or we're trying to get them properly recycled, because the majority of those used textiles that we put in, we give to thrift stores, or we send out, or we throw in the trash, end up either in the trash or they end up in other countries where they're not necessarily properly managed.
Let's pull back the lens a little bit and back things up and talk about how big of a problem this is in the first place.
So this problem is huge, larger than people would actually realize. It is a significant part of the waste stream that goes into landfills and waste energy plants, not only in California, but also across the nation. And those that don't end up in the landfill or in the waste energy plants end up offshore at other countries where they end up. And if your listeners are interested, all they need to do is Google clothing washing up on Ghana beaches, and they will see the extent of the problem, where you have basically beaches covered with old textiles because they were sorted through. The textiles they wanted were pulled out and maybe sold in that country, and then the rest of them lie in the ditch. And when the weather comes, when like the monsoons come, they wash all that down into the sea, and then it comes right back up on the beaches.
That's fascinating. I mean, when I drop off old clothes or shoes or towels or drapes at Goodwill or other thrift stores, I just hope that somebody else gets use out of them. But it sounds like that's not the case. What do these thrift stores do, and will they be held accountable now with this new bill that may be signed by the governor?
So the thrift stores will take your old clothing, your old beddings, and those ones they can sell in their storefronts, they will turn around and sell. But if it's missing a button, if it has a small tear, if it has a stain on it that you may not have seen or may not have been able to get out, those are the materials that would then typically be baled up and sold in bale form to these offshore markets. And this is the only way that really the thrift stores can avoid the high cost of disposal, because if they can't sell it for pennies on the dollar offshore, then they're going to be forced to send it to landfill, and then they pay the cost of the landfilling. And so there's a significant amount that actually ends up in landfill as well, but even a bit greater amount goes off to these offshore markets. And so with the new bill, with the new law, what will happen is the industry that creates all of our textiles, creates all of our garments, would be responsible for actually setting up a very convenient collection network to take back these materials and send them to either. So, example, if you have a shirt that needs just missing a button, it would actually have to go to a repair shop and have the button sewn back on, so it can then be put back into commerce through internet sales or back through the storefronts of the thrifts. If it's got a stain, it'll go through a washing process to make it resellable again. If it's got a small rip, it could be repaired and then sold, or they could even change it and add some fabric over the tear to make it a new, kind of almost a new garment that can be reused and reworn. And so that's the idea behind this, is to stop the fast fashion problems that we have, because you buy your clothing today, it doesn't last as long as it used to. those folks that are making those cheap clothing articles that are what we call fast fashion, they're going to pay the highest price for creating that cheap garment when they have to take it back and they have to make sure it's properly recycled if it can't be reused.
So that leads right into my question, and that is, who pays for this? So does it matter if I got it at Old Navy, I got it at Macy's, do you trace it back to them? I mean, isn't it the consumer that will ultimately pay because they're going to hike the prices of their clothing?
So we have not found that necessarily to be the case. Most of the, matter of fact, I would suspect almost all of the clothing manufacturers and the hospitality manufacturers, material manufacturers, will join what's called a producer responsibility organization. And then that organization is responsible. It's a nonprofit organization that needs to be formed, and it's responsible for running the program, setting up the convenient network. It has to submit a plan to the state agency, oversight agency, to show how they're going to accomplish this. They have to show how they're going to design, run, and fund the whole program based, and it's going to be from their membership who signs up with a PRO. But that doesn't mean a large company couldn't set up their own collection network. We didn't want to disrupt what is already in place and working. We just wanted to add to it to make sure that so many of these materials don't end up offshore or in landfills or in waste energy facilities. So, and then that producer responsibility organization is responsible for making sure those companies that do the best are the greenest. They have the best processes. They have the best materials, best clothing. They're rewarded for that by paying less fees than those that are creating fast fashion type materials or articles just to sell more of them.
Right. Well, we will see if the governor signs this. It's heading to his desk. Doug Kobold is executive director for the California Product Stewardship Council, which is the organization that sponsored this particular bill.